In December 2012, after the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, the White House created a task force to come up with solutions to curb gun violence.
If we're going to change things, it's going to take a wave of Americans, mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, pastors, law enforcement, mental health professionals, and yes, gun owners, standing up and saying, enough, on behalf of our kids.
Today, the issue of gun violence still looms large in many communities, including those where shootings are a daily occurrence. Youth Radio's Denise Tejada reports on how young people are getting by in the East Oakland neighborhood where nearly a third of all shootings in Oakland happen.
Castlemont High looks like any other school, but inside, teacher Demetria Huntsman and 16-year-old Joseph Hopkins are deconstructing a shooting that happened out front. Just 30 minutes before I got there.
I wanted to find out from you guys, what was this lockdown that happened today?
It was gunshots.
We just like heard gunshots. And so then she dropped her stuff and we just both turned around and just started running. Like that's the closest I've ever came to almost like actually getting shot.
This after school group, Youth Alive, is one of many violence prevention programs serving the neighborhood. And the violence is daunting. Between March and October of last year, there was an average of 3 shootings a day within a mile and a half of Castlemont High, including one where bullets came through the front door. Trevor Watson is a 14-year-old student.
If I can wake up one day, walk outside with the possibility of being shot at any point in time, that's kind of nerve-wracking every day to do.
So you bring up a really good point, Trevor, because you feel that a school at 3:30 in daylight, just the thought of maybe that's not a safe place, that's a real difficult reality.
You can be at the most safest place that you think, and then some type of violence bust out.
In spite of the violence, kids we talk to say Castlemont High is one of the few places they feel safe. In part because the program's designed to help students cope with regular shootings, maybe even prevent them.
It's up to adults and professionals to help them understand and process it and respond to it appropriately so it can be a tool for learning and growth.
Alex Briscoe is the director of Alameda County Healthcare Services. In the Castlemont neighborhood, according to county reports, homicide is the leading cause of death for young people. The life expectancy for residents in this area is 10 years shorter than that of people living in the upscale Oakland Hills, just over a mile away.
We can tell you how long you're going to live by what zip code you live in.
It's not difficult for us to look at a map and realize where those most significant crimes are occurring.
That's interim Oakland Police Chief Sean Wendt. He says the police are exploring options to target the violence near Castlemont.
It's been an area that has had more than its share of shootings and homicides over the years. The city has 6 crime response teams, and I've taken 5 of those 6 crime response teams and assigned them to Far East Oakland.
Sitting on the steps in front of his apartment, 14-year-old Trevor Watson says the popping sounds of gunfire sometimes keep him up at night. To deal with it, he tries to ignore it.
I see stuff like that so often, it doesn't even affect me anymore.
But that stoic facade drops when a kid walks into the courtyard in front of Watson's apartment. He's holding something under his shirt. Watson leans in and whispers into my producer's microphone.
I got a gun.
Did you say that kid had a gun?
Most likely he has a gun.
Why do you say that?
Pretty much he just walked out of the house and I thought he was pulling up his pants at first. Then when he walked past, seeing he had a handle in his hand.
While teenagers try to cope with threats around them, for little kids, it's more complicated. On a chilly Saturday morning, about 20 kids ranging from toddlers to teens run, climb, and squeal at a playground next to Castlemont High, while 3 security guards in bright yellow shirts look on. In April, there was a shooting nearby, and 6-year-old Paolo had to take cover.
I was scared.
What did you do?
I had to go inside the building.
Paolo's mom, Stephanie Pepitone, is the organizer of the playgroup. She says she's dedicated to the neighborhood and wants to stay, But the shooting was a wake-up call for her family.
In the same way that we all teach our children about fire safety, to stop, drop, and roll, it was the first time that we realized we had to do the same type of safety training for our son with regards to what happens when you hear gunshots. I still don't feel like I can let my son run around freely in our neighborhood, and it doesn't feel any different than it did 10 years ago.
When you have nothing to live for, you will die for anything, and we've proven that.
That's Alice Simmons. She's the executive director of Youth Uprising, which is the major community center in the Castlemont neighborhood.
They didn't create the situation, no matter how we try to blame them for the conditions in which they were born. They've inherited this failure from us as adults.
Seems like young people are slightly fearless nowadays.
They're not fearless. If you understand complex trauma, you understand that the response to fear is anger and violence. In fact, the young people are scared to death. They're carrying guns because they're afraid for their lives.
In 2012, Youth Uprising held a gun buyback the day after the school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. They netted 700 guns. Last month, they held another buyback as part of a statewide initiative. 1,500 guns were collected. Simmons says these efforts fill a need, but the problem of gun violence can't be fixed quickly.
It took three generations to get here, and I think it's reasonable for us to think 15, 20 years we could see a difference, but not next year.
But for the young people we interviewed, they want to see a change in Oakland now. They want better public safety and an end to gun violence as an everyday threat. For Cross Currents, I'm Denise DeHava.